the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcasts on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today, we continue with our very long series on Bible doctrine. Today, we begin a new subtopic in the series, the doctrine of prophetic days. A great, great topic. Very interesting. I know you'll be blessed. And now, Dr. Green also refers to this as the last days and man's days, prophetic days. And Dr. Green breaks these down even more. So don't miss a single installment in this great series, Monday through Friday. Right now, let's hear Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? And after that, Dr. Green.
Any stars in my crown, when at evening the sun goeth down, when I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown. I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. When through wonderful grace by my Savior I stand, will there be any stars in my crown. Strength of the Lord, let me labor and pray. Let me watch as a winner of souls, that bright stars may be mine in the glorious day, when His praise like the sea billows roll. Any stars in my crown, when at evening the sun goeth down, when I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown. Will there be any stars in my crown?
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Direct us, our Father, today as we open thy word to read and study and search. And indeed, we will search the scriptures to see if these things be true. By thy grace, O God, we will rightly divide thy word, and we will listen to the teacher. We have the promise that the unction that we have received, the Holy Spirit, will lead us and guide us into the deep things of God. So honor thy word, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm going to briefly give to you several scriptures. I don't even have the number, but I have them marked, and I'm going to read them hurriedly. You jot down the references, and then you read them carefully and study them after the gospel hour leaves the air. Now, we hear people refer to the last days, and you've heard me refer to the last days many times, hundreds of times, if you've been listening to the gospel hour over a period of years. Now, when I mention the last days, or any minister mentions the last days, we think primarily of the last few years. Since World War I, we'll say, we've had wars and pests and all these things. Now, what does the Bible reveal to us about days? For instance, we have the day of Jesus, the day of the Son of God, the day of Christ, the day of the Lord, the day of the Lamb, and the day of God, the day of man, the day of salvation, and the day of judgment. We have all of these days mentioned in the Bible. Last days are mentioned. Now, When did the last days begin, and when will they end? Now, let me read you some scripture. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. Put that down. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Now, listen very carefully. The first coming of Jesus Christ, when he was born in a manger, he was born during the last days. When I used to say, preacher, wait a minute, that has been almost 2,000 years ago, according to man's calendar. But we're not looking at man's calendar, we're looking at God's word. Now listen carefully. His coming as a babe. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, meaning Moses, Elijah, Zechariah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Jonah, so on. Now, he spoke to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. In these last days. Beloved, we have been in the last days of time ever since Jesus was born. These are the last days, and they've been going for almost 2,000 years. And one of these days, I do not know when, it'll all be over. That's Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Listen to this, Hebrews 9, 26. Hebrews 9, 26. Jesus not only came in the last days, but he died in the last. Listen now. Listen very carefully. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, Now, he has already died, and so the end of the world is upon us, and has been, since Jesus came a babe, and then he grew, then he was crucified, the last days. Now, that's in Hebrews 9, 26. Listen to this. Acts 2, 17. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, came down to this earth and took up his abode in the heart, the inner man of believers, and he's been here, and it happened in the last days. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And he has poured out his Spirit. He did pour out his Spirit on the day of Pentecost. No one will deny that. So Pentecost occurred in the last days. Face it. That's Acts 2:17. Now then, in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Now all these things happen unto them for examples or in samples, and they are written for our admonition, our Paul speaking to believers in Corinth, Paul speaking almost 2,000 years ago, he said, written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world, upon whom the ends of the world are come. The end of the world, Paul says, has come upon me and upon you believers in Corinth. Well, then you say Paul was mistaken because the world still goes on. Yes, the world still goes on. But don't you forget, my friends, a day is as 1,000 years with the Lord and 1,000 years as one day. God is running on schedule. Don't you worry. One day, in God's plan, the end will come. These are the last days. Now, that's 1 Corinthians 10:11. All right, listen to this now. We find Peter this time, or rather, yes, it is Peter in the second epistle, chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days. Knowing this first, there shall come the last days. Now, what did he say would come? Scoffers, walking after their own lusts, saying, where's the promise of his coming? Now, that occurred. You know as well as I know that there were scoffers. When Jesus tabernacled among men, there were scoffers right here upon this earth. And they mocked and sneered and jeered, and they accused him of being an illegitimate, an imposter, a counterfeit. Scoffers, they're still with us. They've been with us. They have been with us since Jesus was born, and they'll be here until the church leaves this earth. Scoffers, when? In the last days, and they are here. They have been here since the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. Read also Jude, verses 16 and 17 in connection with that. In 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last time ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And that means, well, it's the same meaning as days. It is the last days. That is, God is dealing with man his last time, and he's dealing in mercy. But he said during these last days, or this last time, there will be many antichrists, many anti, many against, many false Christs and false witnesses and false preachers and false teachers and so on. Now that's 1 John 2:18. Here's the last one. Isaiah 2:2. Isaiah 2 and verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Now that's Isaiah 2:2, the last days. So you see, when we refer, that is from the Bible, now when I refer to last days, I say we're living the last days, you think and I think, and rightly so, of the present hour, the present 24-hour day, 24 hours in one day. And we think of this day of 24 hours. But when the Bible speaks of the last days, the Bible is speaking of the period from the birth of Jesus up to the time when God will deal with man no more. Now, he's dealing in grace. And this age of grace, or this day of grace, and I'm going to refer to that in a moment, the day that God is extending mercy and compassion upon all who will believe and all who will receive, these days are the last days. And they've been going on now for almost 2,000 years. Now, I want to point out, first of all, man's day. God ordained and God allowed and God permitted his program It was planned and programmed by God. And in the fullness of time and at the appointed time. Listen, when you read your Bible, now you may not mark your Bible. My Bible is marked, and I love to. It certainly does not show any disrespect to the Word of God. The Bible, I believe it's the living Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes, indeed. I do not. I've never burned the Bible. No, I, back yonder when some translations came out, some burned the Bible. Well, I don't even burn translations that I do not feel are correct. I put them away. I wouldn't let them be where my children or grandchildren could read them, but I wouldn't burn a Bible, not even a one that I feel is liberal and modern. I wouldn't burn it. And I don't believe in abusing the Word of God. I don't believe in letting it, placing it on the floor or putting it in a remote place. I believe the Bible should be respected as a book. But I mark my Bible, and if you mark your Bible, it'll become much dearer to you as you look through it and read through it and see the places that you put red marks or blue marks or black marks or green marks, whatever pencil or pen you wish to use. Now, if you'll go through the Bible and mark scriptures, it'll make it a lot more interesting to you. Now, man's day, all right? Man's day is a day of darkness. Now, let me read you a verse of scripture. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering wantonness, not in strife, envying, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, this is man's day, right now. This is man's day. Man's day is incorporated in the last days. Now, when Jesus came, when I speak of they, I'm talking about the elect nation, the people who were looking for their Messiah, Israel. Now, they were looking for a powerful ruler to deliver them from slavery, namely the slavery that the Romans had imposed upon them. But wait a minute, beloved. Wait a minute. Some slaves are free, and some free people are slaves. There are many slaves in America. No, I'm not talking about the poor people who are down and out monetarily. That is, they do not have any money, they do not have a job, they do not have a nice home, a nice car, a nice... I'm talking about some millionaires and some rich people and some people who drive fine automobiles, live in fine houses. They are slaves. Slaves to drink, dope, lust, and many things that I could name. But then on the other hand, there are some poverty-stricken people who are free. If the Son of God sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now that's John 8:32, John 8:36, two verses, 8:32 and 8:36. So there are slaves who are rich. There are poverty-stricken people who are free. So this is man's day of darkness. The night is far spent. Now, that's Paul speaking. And, of course, these words were penned down during the first century of Christianity. Paul said the night is far spent. Well, now, this is nighttime. This is man's day. Now, wait. You cannot deny, if you read the Bible, 1 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, and Ephesians 2:1, if you read those verses, I don't have time, you will see clearly that the devil, I said the devil is the god of this age. The devil is the god of this system. I mean by that, the setup. Now, listen, man spends 6 days and about 22 hours, and some even 23 hours, and some 23 and a half hours, depending on what church you belong to. Man spends 6 days and approximately 22 hours of the seventh day trying to make money, get a better home, better clothes, better cars, better food, more stocks, more bonds, bigger bank account. In other words, laying up treasure and comfort for this life. Now, there's nothing wrong, and please, I beg you to be reasonable. Nothing wrong with having a comfortable home, a good automobile, comfortable clothes, good food, if you earn honestly the money that you buy those things with. But when you spend your time, and when your first love is directed to things instead of Jesus, remember that where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So, this is man's day when he's thinking of the flesh primarily. And it's a day of darkness. It's a day of night. It's a day of sorrow and sadness. I read Romans 13, 12 through 14, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, walking after lust and so forth. Sinners, unbelievers, man without God, man in his natural state, is not only living in darkness, but he's dead in darkness. He's living in darkness and he's dead, spiritually dead. And hopeless, helpless. Man is running things today. God orders the steps of a righteous man. But the vast majority of people today are not righteous, but unrighteous. There are many righteous people, hallelujah, but the majority of people today spend 1 hour. I'm talking about church people now, spend 1 hour on Sunday in church, and that's it. But there's another day coming, and we're going to talk about that day on the next broadcast. Revelation 4:1. After this, after man's day, after man's course, then God Almighty's day will take over. Father, bear this message home to heart. Save the soul that's nearest hell. Save every sinner that's under conviction. Bless believers in the inner man for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to remind you that we are in the second week of our gift offer W. I like to call this our salvation offer, and it's been very well received by everyone, and we've had lots of orders, but we have plenty of materials, so if you have not already ordered, or if you've already received your package and would like to order another set or two, you're certainly welcome to do so. Now, Gift Offer W contains a book and several CDs, and I know that you will enjoy and learn from and be blessed by everything that's in our Offer W, and it's all available in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. As always, if you can send $25, $30, $50, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, you know that your donation will be used to keep this program on the air. So if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for Gift Offer W or the Salvation Offer, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Believe and Be Saved by my dad, a hardback book, 366 pages long, 14 great chapters, plus an introduction and a foreword. And for those of you who have read several of my dad's books, you know that the introduction is not to be missed. That's Believe and Be Saved. Then we have a sermon on CD that my dad preached in the great big tent many, many years ago. It's entitled People Tagged for Hell. Preached to a live audience, and it's about an hour long, and I know that you'll be blessed as you listen to my dad preach to a live audience. It's different in his teaching us on the radio, not in doctrine, but in the way he delivers it. So that's People Tagged for Hell. Then we have two classic radio sermons on a CD. First, Are You Saved? Followed by 7 Bible Knots, N-O-T-S, and 2 great messages that my dad preached on the radio. Finally, a special message on salvation preached at the Tabernacle Baptist Church back in 1973. It didn't quite finish because the tape ran out when they recorded it, but it's a great, great sermon. So to get all of this material, just ask for Gift Offer W and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.